Can you hear okay. me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty clear. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Do another recording.
I am.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. Hanging out in grandma's basement. Having fun with all of our friends. You can't spell basement without men. And you gotta keep it down when she's going to bed. Yeah. Hanging out in grandma's basement.
Welcome to Grandma's Basement, everyone.
Hey.
It's good to be back.
It's been a while.
If you're new to the show and you need to know what's going on, basically we're losers that hang out in our grandma's basement?
No.
Or winners?
No, we're still in grandma's basement.
But are we winners or losers?
But we've decided to, like, invite people into the cult. Like, into the basement cult, if you will.
Right,
so we have some, well, people that have been here before. Literally... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Almost
everyone. I don't know the percentage.
So basically, the way the show starts...
there's one new person here.
The way the show starts is generally, I say my name is Derek.
Well, we're not doing that.
And then I say that Kent is here.
I am here.
There's usually some awkward moment where he gets mad because I put him on the spot. Not today, though, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm a happy boy.
So we're going to jump right in. Also with us, Brett, who has been here many times.
Hi.
Right.
Bill, many time. I don't know why I'm saying it like that.
Yeah. Bill. Oh, and I'm not what about call... this guy over here, Evan?
I thought you looked at me because you thought I was going to call him Ian.
No, we got a new guy over
they
here.
Start
his
the
name
same.
Is Ian Okeson.
We're here and we never left.
He is now an announcer professionally.
Yes.
And new to the show is CJ.
Yes.
Welcome.
Say hi.
Hi, CJ.
Just speak into this mic like you're speaking to a beautiful lady.
Just pretend it's like an AA meeting.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is CJ.
Could you make a new introduction? Or how would you
just
do that?
Say hi, my name is CJ.
Hi, my name is CJ.
Hi, CJ.
It's definitely CJ. Not
We
either.
All fucked that up.
Yeah, we all kind of fucked that. I'm sorry. I missed that one.
I thought everybody had the cue there.
We'll work on that later.
That's my bad.
We can work on cues at a later time.
We'll fix it.
For sure.
Also, you can get in touch with the show on social media.
No.
There's no Facebook.
Well, there's a Facebook.
Isn't that social media?
Technically,
that's
yes.
one avenue okay. of social media.
MySpace?
However, yeah,
however I really want to make clear
LinkedIn.
That the whole Twitter thing is not solid yet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Twitter
I mean,
sucks.
I feel like that's an easy problem to fix, but we got people working around the clock to get it done for you guys.
Somebody working around the clock whenever he feels like to do it.
But go ahead and find us on Grandma's Basement Show.
Yes.
The email address
is... Grandma's Basement Show at .com. So
it doesn't sound
it doesn't
the one.
Actually
are they not worthy to listen to unless they can figure out which
what
email it is?
What you need to understand is that I haven't figured this out yet. So let's move on.
Okay.
Why haven't you just done Gmail?
You should have just told me that right away when I said social media.
It's very difficult. Anyways, so yeah, it's season 2.
Season 2.
I mean, what happened
season
last season?
Deuce?
We could do a previously on.
We should do a previously on. Hey, Evan.
We'll throw that in post.
What's up? Do
What's
your
up?
Best, like, previously on Grandma's Basement voice for us
okay,
right now.
Previously on Grandma's Basement Show.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shh, don't say anything
Kiss.
There. We're going to stay silent and then...
That was a placeholder for
I know.
Sound.
I know. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we're good.
All right.
We'll throw that. We'll fix it in post.
Shit.
I'm going to try to say that as many times this episode.
I thought this was live.
Oh, shit.
Well, it's live to us.
Wait, you mean it's not live?
No.
You lied to me, Kent.
Yeah, you lied to me, too.
Well,
lying
Kent,
bastard.
This isn't live.
Whoa, dude. I don't lie. If it's a lie, it's a white lie.
But that's still a lie.
Isn't that racist?
White lies have more privilege. I'm just saying.
Black lives matter, too.
Yeah, Black Lives Matter.
We're not starting that up, are we?
How about we not get controversial right away
within
in
the first
2.
4 minutes
this
of the show?
Week on Grandma's Basement Show, already canceled.
The great thing about podcasts is they can't be canceled.
Well,
think
people
about
could
it.
Not carry your show in
theory. I forgot how we're making money off of this.
What corporate sponsors? What corporate sponsors do we have this season?
Nike.
Nike just do it.
That would
Walmart
nice to know,
just
think.
Do it.
Do we all get free shoes?
Rock on Chicago.
I can't make any guarantees.
Rock over London. Polaroid. See what develops.
Wesley Willis, everybody. Do you guys know who Wesley Willis is?
Who is Wesley?
Oh, God.
Tell him, Brett.
Oh, Lord.
I want to know who this Wesley is.
You guys seriously don't know who Wesley Willis is?
You don't know?
Is he related to Wesley Snipes?
Unfortunately, no. He's legendary.
Or Bruce.
Really,
he's not related to Bruce Willie either.
He's from Chicago, and, you know, he's a person of limited means, or rather was, unfortunately, is no longer with us. But he was a man who suffered from some mental
schizophrenia,
and he had some vices, from what I understand. And he was homeless.
What kind of vices?
Crack cocaine, bench vice, or no, like he smoked a lot of crack.
Not tools.
Stop being stupid.
He has like
clearly. Vices.
He has a ridiculous amount of albums that he put out.
You know, some people like to drink. Some people like to, you know, smoke weed. Some people like to.
Who likes to smoke weed?
Smoke a little crack.
I'm down with crack, though.
Cool. Hey, there's absolutely nothing wrong with getting off of work, going home, kicking back, punching holes in your wall, and just chewing on electrical wires. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
It's cool.
I mean,
anyways,
it's a choice.
So we need to talk about Wesley Willis for a moment here.
Fucking
though.
Lord.
This man, he was a musical genius, and somebody was good enough to discover him, at, you know, playing with his Casio keyboard on the street, and gave him a record deal. His hits include friggin' Rock and Roll McDonald's is a classic. Bill Clinton.
I just found him here on Google.
Alanis Morissette. Casper the homosexual friendly ghost. And he's a legend.
Basically, he hits like demo on the keyboard, and it'll just be like boom, 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 boom. Almost every song is the same beat.
It should also be noted, this is 20 years ago.
Yeah, he's been put out a ton of albums. He's been on like Howard Stern.
96?
His music videos.
This is a while ago.
But his thing was that he'll always sing a song and be like, McDonald's will make you fat. A Big Mac has 23 grams of fat. Stuff like that. And he'll just be like, rockin'
these
roll
are
McDonald's.
The nutritional facts of a Big Mac.
And every song concludes with him like plugging something. Like he'll be like, Budweiser, King of Beers, Rock Over London, Rock On Chicago.
Okay,
it's just insane. And he had this horn basically on his head because his thing, rather than giving you a handshake, he would headbutt people.
Yeah. I see it. In the picture, in the middle there.
Dude was crazy, but man, he was like kind of loved. Like he had just like this huge
sounds
cult
like
following.
Some of my
where's this guy
music
from?
Work.
Chicago.
A friend of mine.
Oh. Chicago. He died August 21st, 2003, in Skokie, Illinois.
Oh, Skokie.
But he had multiple greatest hits albums. Like it's.
What do you guys know about Skokie, Illinois?
It's in Illinois, and that's all we need to know.
Yeah, that sounds about.
I've been there. It's kind of a shithole.
The reason why I asked.
I've been to Illinois too.
Well, I mean, I've been to Skokie. I mean,
Hold up.
To Illinois once.
People may listen to this.
In
keep your
well, they're Bears fans, so that's their problem.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
Get to deal with it.
Everything's okie dokie and Skokie.
The Bears still suck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okie dokie.
So here's a funny thing.
Our podcast transmissions don't make it all the way to Illinois, so I think we're safe.
No,
right?
It's on the internet, but people in Illinois don't have the internet.
I'm not necessarily hating on Bears fans. I'm just saying that the Bears suck.
That's fair.
I mean, they do. They like objectively are awful.
Thank you.
Because they have
Crybaby Jay Cutler?
Yeah, Jay Cutler. How does face out in Jay Cutler's name?
I will be no
how
part
do,
of
how,
this.
The way that guy looks all the time, it looks like he's stoned all the time. Do they
good
just,
on him?
Do they
if
just
he is.
Do they just choose not to piss test this guy because they know he's gonna fail?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, he also smoked cigarettes for a really
just
long
be setting
time.
Him up for failure,
while being
man.
An NFL
why,
quarterback.
Why would you do that?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, imagine what that would do to your lungs.
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
Well, if you work out every day, I mean, your lungs are going to...
No,
I mean, you build lung strength for sure.
Yeah.
But it's not conducive to being athletic.
I mean, you see him after every down.
How much oxygen your lungs can process. I mean, it doesn't matter how in shape you are. That's going to not be good for you.
Right.
If you're trying to, you know, do what those guys do on a daily basis. I mean, I can't imagine how much more difficult it was for him.
Well, I as someone who occasionally has a cigarette, but used to
and
be
is
smoker,
ripped, by the way.
I'm not ripped. What the fuck? I know I used to be like
you're
class
ripped,
two Ken. Obese.
You're
go ahead.
But, shit. But no, like, you can tell when you cut off that stuff, your breathing ability is way better. And that's has a lot to do with your energy and your ability to...
But you
your
know,
constitution.
When you're a quarterback of his stature, you're only on the field for like 30 seconds before getting to go sit on the
that's
bench
true.
Again. So it really doesn't matter.
Oh, Lord, Bill.
The
you're
cigarette
really
thing, too.
Up. I just want to say that I don't completely hate the Bears as much as the rest of these people do. It's just football. But...
I don't
dude,
care
there's
about football,
super hatred.
For
I bought,
the record.
Yeah. I bought a $5 like sweet. I think you've seen my Bears hat. It's like that sweet $5 like orange Bears hat, and it's. I bought it just because it was $5. I was like, yeah, I'll throw that in the collection somewhere. And like people like hate you.
I know.
I wore it around, and people
thing.
Were like, you better
that's
take that fucking
thing,
hat
dude.
Off
like,
and stuff.
You
it's
can
like,
buy...
dude, I'm just being goofy. Like,
well,
I like
you
the
can't,
fact...
you can't wear that in Wisconsin and ever think you're safe, man. Like, you
no.
can't do that.
Some guy flipped it off my head, and I was like, oh, hell no. Like, what? It wasn't
someone
even on a Packers game. Just
it
a,
off your head?
Yeah, like, just at a random bar.
People take that shit so seriously,
there's one exception.
That's crazy.
There really is one exception, and I've seen this a lot. So, okay, black people wear the jackets with the big giant logos and everything on them. So they wear.
Can you say
they,
black people? Like,
yeah, I believe.
Sorry,
that's
African Americans. Okay, no, but seriously, they wear the big jackets, the brightly colored hats. Nobody's gonna fuck with them when they wear those.
I mean, they might.
They might.
Yeah, like if they're truly not racist.
Well, I mean,
they
if
might.
They go to a Trump rally, then I mean,
well, I mean, if they go to a Trump rally, they're gonna fuck with them.
I did hear it.
All right, all right.
I did. That is kind of funny, though. I did have a teacher in high school that made some point about that because somebody was talking about like sagging and stuff, and he's like,
"It's illegal in some cities."
The teacher
now.
Was black, so it was cool. You know, it was cool.
African American. God,
oh, shut up,
Kent. We're not PC.
So he's like, but no, he made an awesome point. He's like, "Are you going to be more scared of like you know three brothers in baggy clothes and like sagging pants, and they look you know they're." Look big and mean and tough, or are you gonna be scared of three white dudes wearing windbreaker jumpsuits? You know, like it's like, yeah, that's a good point. It's a little more intimidating. So
no, I would be worried. I would be more
I
worried
would, I
about
would
the white people in windbreakers
three men
because they have
standing
a fucking
in front
agenda.
Of me, no matter what they're wearing, is going to be intimidating.
That's possible.
Not to me.
If you're all by yourself, three people.
Should we stand up
it?
And intimidate?
Frankly.
Go ahead. Intimidate.
What bothers me about this scenario is that three people are standing in front of you dressed the same.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
they're
that's
dressed
scary.
Exactly
how
the same.
Do you coordinate
that's always
such
scary.
A thing? Like, there's a conspiracy there if
Old
you're
Navy
all
had
dressed
a sale.
The same. I mean...
You should
Let's
be
talk about that.
You should be more frightened of those white guys, maybe not right at the time, but when you get home, they're probably ripping you off some way, shape, or form.
Yeah,
know.
They're probably emptying your bank account.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
so, identity theft.
Yep.
They're more likely to, you know, murder you or your family.
Or be serial
so,
killers.
Exactly. So
I mean, white people are pretty good at being serial killers.
Yeah.
And in fact,
how many
we're
famous...
from Wisconsin.
Yep.
And we are known for that.
Yeah, we've got Ed Gein.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Good old Jeffrey.
Bill's
Jeffrey.
Cousin.
Oh,
at the chocolate
Bill.
Barrel.
Oh, no.
Fourth cousin.
Drop it. Drop it.
We've got
drop
Scott
it,
Walker.
Yeah, he's definitely strangled.
No, we have an inside man.
He's
into
a serial
Jeffrey
killer
Dahmer's
of dreams.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
but,
no
and
shit.
An actual serial
Let's
killer.
Let's bring it back to Bill's story because this guy's related to a serial killer.
Do you wake
killer.
Up with flashes
Ted
of murder?
Do I wake up with flashes of murder?
Yeah, like do you see images through in your... Just because of the family.
Do you see?
Well, not
do you
in
have
my
nightmares
dreams,
of
in my waking hours.
Up your
I
butthole?
Do. Oh wait, I didn't say that.
Wait, what did you just?
Is
say?
Is there a voice in your
I
head?
I don't eat people.
Did you ever meet him, or
no.
was he too far removed?
Too far removed.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have a voice in your head that says stab, 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 kill, kill, kill?
No, not stab. Just kind of poke.
Poke. Hey, Brett.
What's up? So you're light. I mean, you can tell you're fourth.
I'm trying to make it a little bit lighter with a spork instead of a knife. You know?
Before we get too far off the Bears topic,
Well, I mean, the Bears thing.
Were we talking about the Bears?
I don't hate the Bears that much. I was engaged to a Bears fan. I will just point that out. So how did that go?
Are you still engaged to a Bears fan?
We broke up, but it's no. We broke up, but it was not anything to do with her love of the Bears.
Okay, well,
hey, bringing it back to the Illinois thing, we were talking about Wesley Willis a little bit earlier, and I didn't get to say this, but Google apparently thinks when you search Wesley Willis, other people also search George Lucas.
Sounds about right.
I mean, maybe he had a song about
and Rick Rubin too. Lucas. He's a famous rap producer.
Maybe he produced it.
I think we know who Rubin is.
But what's George Lucas have to do?
I bet he has a George Lucas song.
Does Wesley Willis has a Star Wars song?
Dude, he seriously had, I don't know how many albums, don't quote me, 9-10 albums, and he had like several greatest hits, and each album, I mean.
Also had a movie.
He wrote the song would be like one sentence or a word or a name, you know, it'd be like, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Do it now.
This man will. He is big.
Get to the chopper.
He had a band at some point too, which is even funnier.
Who, Arnold or
Wesley?
Oh yeah, no, it was called the Wesley Willis Fiasco.
Yep, which is an awesome name.
Long before Lupe.
Long before Lupe.
Lupe better be listing him as an influence.
That's all I can say.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. So, well, I just want to remind people that this is season 2. And this is a free-for-ball episode. Clearly.
Yeah, free-for-ball.
Yes.
Did we
coin that term?
Did we get it? I think so. We got it trademarked?
We'll put it on the internet. LegalZoom.
I'll get on making something for you.
Yeah. Anybody know a lawyer? Official. Other than John.
Lawyer John. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he made an appearance. Lawyer John is not here right now.
Right.
John at lawyer.com?
From episode 5.
Yeah, he got arrested, actually, from what I understand.
Actually, Was he helping with the bank heist?
No, he was...
hey, Brett.
He was.
I have a question for you.
He was practicing law without a license.
I know, but I think he's still working, so I think you should call him up.
I'll see what I can put him on the wire.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll get him on the line. Don't you worry about it.
We'll get him on the line.
We'll get him on the line.
But,
all right.
Brett has the contact for Lawyer John.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get a hold of Lawyer John.
Well, if we ever need a lawyer in this conversation, Brett, you better fucking come up with your character.
What was the website again?
John@lawyer.com.
John@lawyer.com, that might be it. I don't recall.
So if we get a call from John, is it going to start out with, this is a call from the Wisconsin State Correctional Facility?
Probably.
Oh, that brings me back to Making a Murderer.
Or serial. No. How dare we touch on these
things? Yeah.
I've never seen it.
I can touch on anything I want.
Man, dude.
What haven't you seen?
I don't know about that.
Well, because up until recently, I actually had cable. So I was watching, you know, History, Discovery, Science Channel.
Oh, so you were watching real things.
Yeah, you know, watching shit about space and stuff. Stuff that I find interesting.
You mean ancient aliens?
I like space.
Ancient aliens?
Did you know that
Mysteries at the Museum?
It's absurd. You watch ancient aliens?
I don't know. It's kind of entertaining.
Jesus Christ.
Watched a lot of Mysteries at the Museum. Fantastic show. Horrible host.
Yeah, Mysteries at the Museum is pretty good.
It was terrible. Every single show started out with this guy. He would start on one side of the room. He would start walking while he talked, looking at the camera. Cut away to a little scene of the show. Cut back. He's standing there. Starts walking again before he starts talking, looking at the camera. Every single episode. But it was an interesting show.
It's making a murderer.
No, but yeah, now to go back to what I was talking about, we now don't have cable anymore. So now we're living on the streaming services. They start
cutters,
with an N and an H.
Cord cutters.
Cord United. Cutters. Yes. I don't know if I'm allowed to say what companies I'm supporting.
I think you probably could say it.
I mean, I said Nike Roku. Earlier, so
yeah, we already have Netflix. Nike and LegalZoom.
Yeah.
So I am.
We're definitely going to need LegalZoom.
Hey, yes. I got a out of curiosity. How many of you want a Jaguar?
Want a Jaguar?
You mean like
oh, a
like
car?
If I
just
cat
say
or the car.
No. Oh, Jaguar. Oh, now we all. Oh, shit. Hey, how about those how about Range Rover Sports?
How about a Jaguar sports trade by brand and a Jaguar by animal?
Like, will you
I'll
take a
cat,
both?
Dude. That's
I'll take the
tight
car.
I'll ride
you can
that
get
around.
Both.
Both.
You can have both.
You can
you
have
think
a car.
I'm gonna put a large canine carnivorous
in a leather car? Yes.
You know
it's
what?
A match made in heaven.
The seats warm
canine
up and vibrate, so your cat will be happy.
Do you know how much pussy would you get if you had a Jaguar?
It's okay.
In your Jaguar.
Well, I was thinking you were saying like a canine, like feline,
because a
yeah,
Jaguar
I mean,
is so aggressive
like
before you got here.
They're big, like
oh, God, yeah. CJ. Why you got to be so real?
That's
CJ's
my life because he's on Tinder.
I'm on Tinder. Yeah. That is my. Living the dream.
Are
that,
you
that reminds me. What did she say on your date?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit. Here we
yes,
go.
Yes, regale us. Oh, hold on.
Regale us.
And now, Tinder dates with CJ.
Well, thank you for that introduction. That was not anticipated.
It was nice, though.
It was very nice.
It'll be recorded next time.
Like no, it's
good
recorded
to know.
Now.
So as it? I go on more song. Tinder dates and accumulate more stories... anyways, so last night I went to Whitewater for a Tinder date, which is a 52-minute drive, according to Google Maps. I have a good memory, Ken.
I know. Your
now
memory
we've
is brilliant.
We've dropped
Google. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Google for all your internet needs.
I'm
going to
be rich.
Google's almost more like
I mean, we've
like
dropped Google.
Verb
we've dropped Tinder.
It's just you can just say Google.
Did you take an Uber to get there?
No, I didn't because I'm not a fuck. Anyway, I'm kidding.
Our podcast is starting to turn out like Jurassic World, where it has 10 million freaking drops yeah. of companies in it.
So anyways, yeah. I went to Whitewater for a Tinder date. It was good, I guess. But about partway through the date, we were making out a little bit. And she turns to me and goes, smooches. I have a very important question for you.
Shit.
And this was actually probably about two-thirds to three-quarters of way through the date.
Right.
I was like, oh, fuck, what is the important question going to be? She says, do you support Donald Trump? I was just like, oh, thank God she asked me this because that means she doesn't support Donald Trump. I have asked everyone my Tinder dates.
That's a
who
good
are you voting
test.
For president? And if they say Trump, I go, like, whatever they say, I go, oh, that's cool. You didn't say Trump because I would have gotten out and walked away. Because fuck that. I don't want to get murdered because that's probably what's going to happen.
So was that the case?
What? Oh, yeah, no. She like we talked about for about 5 minutes.
See, oh, I was thinking she was gonna say, "Do you support Trump?" You'd be like, "Oh, thank God, you don't support him."
Oh, yeah.
She's like, "I do."
Yeah, no. The date. Notice how I said the date went well.
Well, you had the makeout part and all that.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
you know,
but
it
then
was
I would
a wash.
If she was a Trump supporter, I would always have to look back. And the night it made out with a Trump supporter. So that would always be
that
in my
would
memory.
Ruin you.
Every day, every night when I go to sleep, that would be all I could dream about. The fact that
what
I
would
made
you dream
Trump
about at night, right?
Would you dream about worse? Actually making out with Trump or her having
no,
Trump's
no, no.
Hair?
So it would be me making probably. I'm guessing me making out with her, and then I close my eyes, open it, and then it's Donald Trump, the human cheetah.
Jaguar.
Would it be okay though in your dream
we're gonna
if you just
release
went,
this
you're
like
huge
soon, right?
It'll be after huge. It'll probably be after the election this comes out, so
yeah, all, this is
Trump is gonna be president and then we're all gonna be trying all right,
guys. All right
he's gonna be like everyone who's ever said
Derek,
a bad thing all right, is dead.
All right, quiet for a second, pause for edit,
like actually pause the
pause
recording
for station identification.
All right.
Okay, it's paused.
So you're going to throw like a future sound in there. And it's going to be like, all right, guys, Donald Trump is president.
Fuck yep. my life.
Ooh, no,
I
not
like
fuck your
going.
Life. We all
it's
are
a barren
great.
Land.
I'm moving to Syria.
The generator's
oh,
on back.
Hey.
America sure is great again.
Oh, it's great to be white.
Thanks to Donald's huge hands.
Yes.
And, of course, his manhood. It's Very large. I've sucked his dick roughly a lot of times.
For our listeners, we will play the
new national anthem. Real.
Donald Trump, our fearless leader.
Hail Donald Trump!
And then our segment will end because it's going to be like, oh God, we're losing power. Who didn't fill the generator? Oh shit. Oh shit. The zombies are coming.
It's kind of like I Am Legend or something.
The trumpets are coming.
That's what he will call power goes out. Everyone just, the light dies and you get killed.
Right. So like, what the fuck, dude? What the fuck about Donald Trump?
If he's elected, do we all have to have hair like him?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you think you aren't orange and blonde and roughly his age, he will kill every one of us?
Well, I don't think he wants to sue all of us.
I don't think he's that. I don't think he's like an Aryan Nazi. Like, I think he's like. I don't think he's smart enough. First of all, he's literally a Nazi.
His dad was arrested at a KKK thing.
Not surprising. Yes. But in Germany, they have a very long tradition of Aryanism. Right. Leading up through the 1800s when they were forming the national identity of the German nation. And in reality, the German people have no relationship whatsoever to historical Aryans who are white. I think they're white people, if I remember correctly, who came into India and are actually people who caused the Vedas to be written. This is me going off on a rant. I do this a lot.
Oh, you're doing it. It sounds smart, though.
So CJ,
new to the show, everyone.
Welcome, CJ.
Yay.
Yeah, keep going.
Do I have to fact check this?
No.
It's actually 100% true. So, anyways, that is the diatribe about that. The German people have no relationship to the historical Aryan people, but they built up this mythos, and that's why they sent Nazis all around the world to try to find evidence of this historical people. It was also partially related to theories about Atlantis. They thought the Atlanteans were pure white people. So it's this really weird mix of 19th century mysticism, the Thule Society, and a few other things that caused that to foment. Donald Trump is too stupid for that.
No.
He just goes, you look like me. You're good. You're brown. You're not.
Well, he's just straight up racist.
I mean, he is. Yeah. So, just to clarify, I'm not calling the Nazis intelligent.
Okay, well.
Yeah. Well, no.
They were wrong. Very wrong.
Then again, could you think about it, the Nazis took advantage
of what was happening at the time, basically. Like
Hitler took advantage of this.
Hitler took advantage of basically the Depression at the time.
Yeah.
People were upset.
Treaty of Versailles. Because Germany was stuck paying for the entirety of the war.
I think now is a good time to actually mention the movie The Experimenter.
Oh, shit.
What's that?
You haven't seen that movie?
Nope.
Oh.
Neither have I.
It's so good.
Brett, have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen
it. It's essentially about how, like, people without their own knowledge being psychologically
controlled.
Okay.
Yeah,
without their own, like, they have no knowledge of it.
It talks about why the Holocaust happened, essentially.
I think you might be able to explain it better than I mean
it talks about how the Holocaust happened and how essentially the German people kind of just went along with it, and it talks about how even good people can be not forced.
Manipulated?
Psychologically compelled to do something that they wouldn't normally do, because there is this sort of air of authority standing over you, telling you to do something. And when you turn to that authority and you say, is what I'm doing right now wrong?
Right.
And they go, it's fine.
They're just like,
and
an
then
objective.
You continue
keep doing it.
Right.
Just keep going.
Just don't worry about it. Just keep going. And it's that idea that people in general, if I remember correctly, it was 9 out of 10 people. Will always push the button when told to do so. And it's simply because they're told to do so.
Well, yeah, and that's just the way human brain
is. It's incredible.
Wait, is this that like the old thing, that old movie, or like that experiment where people...
Henry
Buzz? What was that?
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Milgram? What is it?
The Milgram experiment.
That's where you would deliver the shock. Or it wasn't real, but they would hear someone scream through the wall, and people just, they'd say, no, keep doing it.
And then it would get quiet. Like, there'd be more screaming, and then the person would be like...
Or just the person would not.
So they thought they killed the person.
Yeah.
But there's a movie based on this that's newer.
That's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah.
When did it come out, Brett
but
wise?
It's like,
I don't know.
I can find out.
It's actually
Do you think he's
really
just on IMDb to find this out?
I was hoping someone might be on IMDb. Possibly.
Oh, dropped another name.
Oh,
we're getting a lot of corporate
IMDb.
We are loaded. please, if you would like to pay us Grandma's Basement Show...
All right.
On Facebook, accepts our money.
Let's take a break.
PayPal.
Nike, PayPal,
Google,
Instagram,
Legal
YouTube,
Zoom.
Yep.
Legal
Facebook,
Zoom.
Facebook,
Everlast,
Mike Zuckerberg hooked us up.
Oh,
Haynes.
You can send your payments to
Velcro.
Never mind.
Velcro.
I was just about to give out my
Velcro
address.
Velcro is the brand name.
Don't
right?
do that.
Kent, 123 Kent Street.
123 Kent Street. Yep.
You can send that to Grandma's basement.
Send all
we'll get
that
it.
Money
We're all down here.
To my digital pocket.
Speaking of
Grandma doesn't go through the mail.
Sponsors. Let's take a quick break and hear a word from an actual sponsor.
Yeah,
we'll be right back with the musical minute.
Oh yeah, musical minute.
And more of the Grandma's Basement Show after this message from a totally real sponsor.
Hi, did you mess up with your wife? Did you get her a vacuum for her birthday? Did you sell the kids into child slavery? Did you cause a major international incident that led the world into a bloody years-long nuclear world war? Well, we have the product for you, the Chocolate Box, sure to fix any trouble at home. And now available, the Big Fudge, for when you really fudge up. Buy it now at ifudgedup.com or thechocolatebox.com. That's ifudgedupthechocolatebox.com.
Not a real sponsor.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Thanks for enjoying that ad, because you did enjoy it.
That was a super sweet ad. I'll tell you, I'm going to buy a chocolate box.
Everyone that talks about an ad after it happened, that's awesome.
I know, but that's the best way, because we're continuing to sell that product.
Right, right. So we'll just hope those checks, you know, increase in
numbers. Well, the checks will increase. I mean...
Do we get... chocolate boxes then?
Oh, we didn't even negotiate that. We're not even sampling this product that we endorse.
We should just get
we have Jaguars. We have Nikes. But
because I really want to melt that chocolate box.
Speaking of chocolate boxes, politics.
Speaking of politics,
what?
Let's get to
Ben
Brett.
Carson.
Let's hear it from Brett with the musical minute.
I forgot about the musical minute.
Yes. Take it away, Brett.
All right. Hey, guys. Welcome to my musical minute here. Today, we're going to talk about the Billboard Top 100, specifically the bottom 10 of the Billboard Top 100.
That's my favorite bottom 10 of anything.
I know, right? Now, keep in mind, folks, I don't really listen to this kind of music, so I don't have any idea who these people are, what these songs sound like, or really anything about them. So I'm just going to just tell you what these songs are and who it's by, and we'll take it from there. So here it goes. Coming in at 100 on the Billboard Top 100 is Gotta Lotta by 2 Chainz featuring... Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
At number 99, Sorry, Not Sorry, that's the actual name of the song, by Bryson Tiller.
98.
Not a fan.
At number 98 is Head Over Boots by John Party. I'm assuming that's
this,
a country
this,
song?
It's got to be country.
It might, yeah, okay.
Does he party hardy?
Party spelled with an I.
I hope so.
Oh,
party with an I. Yeah.
Party spelled with an I, like a little fucking
party with
girl.
It's a little different. Something else. Up next, number 97, Get Ugly by Jason Derulo. I know who Jason Derulo is.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy who
doesn't
says his
know
own
who
name
he
in all of his songs.
I don't.
Jason Derulo. Okay, moving on. Is number 96, Something New, featured by Zendaya featuring Chris Brown.
Oh, we heard that in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet that song's got some beats.
It was new, for sure.
Oh, because he beats women.
95.
Oh, is it that guy?
Yeah, okay. That guy.
Chris Brown.
Moving down a notch at number 95 is Saved by Ty Dolla $ IGN featuring
What the fuck
E-40.
Are you saying right now?
I don't know. It's the name of these.
Sorry. One more time.
$ is the S in sign.
Oh, it's clever. It's the dollar sign instead of the.
It's actually
S.
Not
no,
clever.
No, they just stole that from Kesha.
Oh wait.
Oh yeah, Kesha. Yeah.
All right.
Which so Kesha stole it from the 1980s.
So these are some hot numbers.
Up a notch at 94. Might Not Belly featuring The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
It's the Weekend.
I don't think it's a typo.
It's the Weekend. He's got this one weird, very large dread on top of his head.
That sounds uncomfortable.
His neck must be weakened.
His neck is very strong because he has to maintain this one giant dread that he just happened to cut into a few little sprigs to make him look like a pineapple tree or something.
So kind of like the hair.
So 94, like moving up to 94.
That was number 94. Moving down to 93 is That Don't Sound Like You by Lee Bryce.
That's not fair.
Country.
Doesn't sound like you.
Is it?
Yeehaw.
I don't think he's made it past third grade.
Moving down another notch to number 92 is Cheap Thrills by Sia featuring Sean Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Paul's still in the top hundo.
Moving up at number 91, Watch Out, everybody. That's the name of the song. Oh. Watch Out. It's 2 Chainz, whoever.
Again.
2 Chainz twice in the
he
top 100.
He only has 2 Chainz.
Twice in the bottom 10 of the top 100.
Not bad.
So
I take that over.
At number 90.
Wait. Not 90?
Well, it's number 90. Number 90. The top of the bottom 10. So of these 10 songs, this is the one that sucks least.
Cut his mic.
It's Untitled 07 Bar Thing 2014 to 2016 by Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, Untitled. Okay. His new album is like straight, supposed to be like straight, like.
I feel like that song's probably all right. It's probably just, you know, been on the charts for a while, so now it's slipped up there.
Well, you know, if you can say the title, it makes you.
That's so there
I'm
you
smart.
Have it.
I'm going to listen to this.
Bottom 10 of the top 100.
Well,
so
that.
Go listen to those songs. And
guess what I'm going to do, Brett?
Well, I just want to close it out with just one more question.
What in
the hell is Fetty Wap?
That should lead into another break, but I have one question. Far too close to that.
What's number 69 on the list?
Number 69 in the Billboard Top 100 is Wild Things by Alessa Cara. Cara.
Really?
You know what we should do next time?
Was she a Disney girl?
I don't know.
Bill.
If so,
she's
no
a
idea
whore
who
now.
This person is.
Here's my suggestion for next time. We should try to guess what genre the song is.
Yeah.
Based off the title.
Actually, we
should. Which can
do
be
that.
Easy if we know the artist.
A new game
but
show.
We should also. You should mention if it's like new to the charts or if it simply has just dropped there because it's been out for like 6 months now. Because that does make a big difference. If it's like been a number one single or something and now it's 99, it's like, yeah, that's going to happen. But if it's just like. This is their debut drop, and it's like number 99. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big difference. I
mean, yeah, let's get into the
kind
of
went a little Jamaican
on
the 99.
90. Nope, I
didn't
it
get it. On it.
99.
On the 99.
I don't even
Jamaican. What was
I don't know what that was.
What was my Jamaican gay sports bar?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
G-A-Y apostrophe M-O-N.
The pitcher's game on.
Maybe, yeah, the pitcher's catcher's lounge. That's one section of the restaurant. The other section is tight ends and wide receivers. Wide receivers usually has bigger tables.
Do you just go to your...
Because it can fit a little bit more.
It's not like that's how gay bars work. Like, you go to your section, you're like, well, I'm looking for guys that are into this, so I'm going to sit at this table. Wait, you're just alone, like waiting, like anyone into pee
you're
stuff?
Waiting for the one.
Anyone into butt stuff? Well,
if you're gay,
possibly that one might get more attention than the pee. But.
Yeah,
just or the a feet. Little bit.
Feet. Oh, that'd be great.
The sports balls on your chin burger.
Okay, Bob yep. from Bob's Burgers.
Every day, every episode, new burger on the menu.
Yeah, we all know about that.
Do we? I didn't know.
You're not watching
the
TV show.
I knew about it. Didn't know about it. Sorry.
This episode has just been product placement.
Yeah.
One right after the other.
Hey, everyone watch Bob's Burgers. Wear some Nikes. Be white.
Drive a Jaguar. I mean, but
no, you gotta have a Jaguar.
No, everybody is pronouncing it incorrectly.
Jaguar.
Yes, it's Jaguar.
It is Jaguar.
No, if you pronounce it that way, you're even more of a douchebag than the regular kind of people who drive a Jaguar.
You're pronouncing it correctly.
That's actually
it's
how
a
you're
supposed to. Picture that's preceded by. No,
fine, be like that.
Yes, I drive a Jaguar. Bill still does work in a Jaguar dealership.
All right. I still work there. Yes,
I think
let's argue about $100,000 cars.
Well, no, I'll let you win. I'll let you win this one.
Oh, speaking of $100,000 cars, you guys have seen the show Pawn Stars, right?
Yeah, dude in jail.
Oh,
yeah.
Really clever name,
and
too.
Also,
why are we talking about
Jaguar,
this?
So I'm just saying.
Oh, and have you seen pictures of him
cares?
And his girlfriend?
No.
Oh, my
Who
God,
cares?
She's so hot.
Really?
Well, yeah, because he's got that
yeah,
sweet
rich.
History
he's,
Channel
he's
money.
He's rich, yeah. And that really bad facial hair, but, you know, he probably gives her a stipend every week, and that and...
Oh. Can
you
imagine that?
Oh, I only have $15,000 this week. Was it slow at the pawn shop?
It wasn't slow at the pawn shop. Yeah.
Did the History Channel check bounce again?
It's funny because it's probably slow at every pawn shop except that one.
Oh yeah, though, apparently there's lines just wrapped around the block.
Yeah,
it's like a novelty place to go.
It's also
sure.
in Las
it's
Vegas,
not.
So
and
you
can't
well,
even
yeah,
you can't
that.
Even you can't even get in there a lot of the times. I went 6 years ago now to Vegas for a family reunion, and one of my wife's cousins happened to go to that pawn shop, and nobody was there. Nobody from the show was there. He still had to stand in line for a little while just to go in, but nobody from the show was there. It was just it's all the behind the scenes people. It was he said it was a complete waste of his time.
It's gotta
well,
be
yeah,
the same as
of course it was
same as like
right.
Miami Ink or whatever you know some
yeah.
of those like I'm sure
you
it's
don't
the same
go
thing.
To these tattoo well, shops yeah. and there's drama and they're like bitch
I will just
well,
make
I can draw
it's
this
because
flower
better
than
scripted.
You
right.
yeah yeah
all the people
I know.
They
have
come
writers
the
credits
show
on reality
stuff,
TV
they I mean they found those people
that's the only
tell them what to say. I mean, it's. I could almost. I would almost go so far to say that I bet that those items are things that they already had.
Yeah.
That they were given years back that they've had in storage. They're all collector's items, and they're just waiting for that, you know, that one person, that one collector to come and buy them. And they are all incredibly rare. They're incredibly expensive, and they're from very important periods of time. It's like a fucking museum. I'm not buying it. That people are bringing
yeah.
this stuff in. Like, it's all just a game.
And
like,
who? Nobody ever leaves there like happy or satisfied. Have you noticed that?
Well,
they always
you went
like
to a fucking pawn shop.
Yeah,
you're never
like,
gonna leave.
Cool.
Happy.
I'm gonna get like $10,000.
You don't go and sell something at
yeah.
a pawn shop.
No, sell on a fucking eBay. Make how much money
it's
worth.
Rainbows.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like this show.
I love the show too. Don't get me wrong.
I'd never go there in real life.
It's an entertaining show. Like,
right.
Yeah, it fulfills its purpose.
We all have to be drawn in. We're all just drawn in by that.
But, if anything, it's more of a reason not to go there for your actual pawn needs.
If you're going there, you're going for TV. That's why.
But all those shows, tourist attractions. Like you guys said about everything being scripted, like we saw. God, I was watching like Bar Rescue or something, and
the Milwaukee one, it was just afterwards.
Like the next show came on, I can't remember what show it was. It was some food show, and I was looking at my phone. I just happened to glance up, and I see this girl on there, like that I recognized just for a split second. Then the camera changed, and I was like, "Whoa!" And I shot him a text. I was like, "Were you on Frankenfood or whatever it was? I think that might have been it."
What?
And she's like,
"That's a show.
Yeah, is it on TV?" And I was like, "There was a little clip," and she was like, "Oh shit!" And she never made it on the show. There was like just a second of her like prepping something,
right?
And she was like, "It was like took forever. Everyone was like a moron. Like they didn't know what they were doing." And like you get the food. The food goes to the judges, and apparently it's all old and shitty because it's been sitting out, because they're like, "Oh, we have to get an angle. Make sure you're doing this, and you say this." And it's like, well, you're cooking something. It's 8 hours later. It's getting all congealed and like
and fucking like poisonous.
Straight up, I'm eating E. coli tonight. Straight up, this is the problem.
Eight hours old sushi.
Everything is presented to us in a certain way nowadays.
Yep.
It's not real. I mean, take a step back. Yes, it's real, but
it's not real. It's staged.
We're all just
it's all reality.
Come on, man.
I mean, I'm trying to say it without having this reaction from you, Brett.
I know,
but it's all goofy. Don't you think things are a little bit goofy, Brett?
Oh,
I mean, Donald Trump might be president of the United States.
Everything is a little bit goofy.
Don't say that.
I mean, dude, you got to figure like almost everything is going to be manufactured or like present. I mean,
yes,
pop music, movies for the most part. I mean,
I understand that,
but because of the ether web, we are able to experience things that aren't. I mean, just think about radio and CD sales, and I mean, movie sales now. Have you noticed like movies come out so fast?
Oh,
like,
they do.
On DVD or
no,
like just
I recently
streaming?
Read
it's crazy.
An article somewhere that said someone's backing related to Napster. The idea of releasing, like when movies come out in the theaters, just basically making them on demand now. So you, if you buy them and you can watch them the day they come out, it's like
that would make a lot of money.
See, think about it. We were talking about this last night, and like I love going to the theater. Like, does anybody?
Yeah.
No, they could never not go to the theater. It's like an experience.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I agree.
Right.
I hate it because there's people. I hate people.
Yeah, I don't
hate
the only reason I hate it
is because of the crinkly candy bags.
Oh, yeah.
The theater experience now is way different. Like, it's all reserved. I mean, from our location, I'm speaking from now, it's all reserved. We went to see Cloverfield last night. We didn't even have anyone check our... the fact that we bought tickets. We just walked in there, sat in our seats that we did buy.
Sure.
But it's just like, it's becoming, they're getting people there. Like, I mean, that's an experience. And it is way more fun. Like, I like the fact that they're evolving to, like, the recliner thing because they need to draw people there.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I experienced that for the first time the other day. That was fantastic.
Oh, my God. I've done it so many times.
Have you done the $5 Tuesday is where it's at.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah,
you got a free member. Have you heard of this?
I did that, but it was for the really bad new Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You mean like every Fantastic Four movie?
The what?
Like every Fantastic Four movie
the
ever
newest.
Made? No,
has there
all of
been
them
a
bad.
Good Fantastic
no,
Four
has,
movie?
The newest and worstest.
No, I heard the new one was
$5
like really
Tuesday
bad.
On the bad, like the bad new one. But
you get that free
you only
popcorn.
Spend $5 on it.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
You get to kick your feet up, eat that popcorn.
But
at least you have a cell phone.
Fantastic Four, it makes it bad when you make Jessica Alba invisible.
Good point.
It totally ruins it.
Don't even get me started on the cell phones, these kids with their cell phones these days. I do hate it when somebody is in front of you. Like, it's not as bad in those, but people do assume that when you're in those dream loungers that it's like their living room. They're like, people kick their feet, their shoes off and shit. Oh. It's like, come on.
Oh, God.
It's not
there
your fucking,
is
and
that. Like, you have to respect the fact that you're still in public.
Right, but I see all the time there'll be somebody like, just looking at their phone, I can see the screen, they're texting. I'm like, you're in a fucking movie. Like, you don't have to text.
Dude,
can't you just wait
so
like, an hour and a half?
Second I get to a movie theater, I just turn my phone
They must
phone
have
up.
Missed the giant screen in front of them telling
that says,
them
don't
that it's time
use
to turn that off.
Right,
they
right.
Must have, they must have blinked or something. I don't know.
Well, yeah, but if you're at, like, the fucking Fantastic Four movie or some, like, National Treasure 8, it doesn't fucking
hey.
Matter. But, you're not you're like, you're, like
hey,
you're not
you
there for the fucking.
If you're the only one there for Nick Cage and National Treasure 8.5, then you can.
Well, yeah, then you could
phone.
Just like, but whip it out and start masturbating.
But I'm just saying,
thank
if someone's
you.
Behind,
you could probably masturbate.
Yeah,
at
and Nick Cage's dreamy eyes.
There's
but
someone
you live
behind
in a
you though.
Dark,
that
dank basement.
Somebody behind you did pay a lot of money for this movie. I mean, we're talking like what $11 now almost to see a movie. I mean,
depends on
maybe to
that
them.
That's like $12.50
like,
now, well, like just for regular admission.
Actually,
it's
you,
getting ridiculous.
Are you when I
unless you go to the,
up in like Brainerd, it's like $6. It's like super cheap if you go to the theater in Brainerd, Minnesota. So
you're going there soon too, aren't you?
Hold on. So
don't go there.
Oh, okay.
Reclining chairs, watching a 50-foot screen. With like dope surround sound, and you wonder why it costs $12.
That's not actually
no,
that
no.
Bad.
It, but well, okay. What's
the,
shitty?
The
is
thing
when you're going on a
I figured
date
it out.
And you have to pay
how
for
much do you think
fucking two tickets
cost?
And then
no,
popcorn.
No, but
and then
this is a new
soda.
Advancement, man. I agree with that. Like, I would openly pay. I'm comfortable with paying $15 for that experience because it's what it is now. The food. I'm not paying $50 for a goddamn soda.
Oh, see, that's the
that's
bullshit
what pisses
thing,
me
man.
Off.
Yeah, that's definitely the bullshit.
And now most theaters also have bars in them.
I was just going to say,
so
just
that
drown
too.
Yourself.
They're targeting.
What is? I haven't seen the prices. What are the prices?
Oh,
on
it's we'll say not good.
Oh.
Well, that you know what?
It's
that's
like
okay.
It's slightly cheaper than like concert prices or something. Well, but
yeah, well, so concert prices is $8, and the movie theater is $7.75.
Well, oh, okay.
What you do is you just sneak in a bottle of Robitussin, drink the whole thing. Have
oh,
a good time.
Lord.
No,
don't do that.
No,
in all actuality, don't do
don't,
that.
Don't say Robitussin
really fucking
with
bad.
Bill
you
can, in the
guys,
room.
You can't
okay,
say
okay,
you can't man. Say Robitussin because we're not sponsored by them. We're
okay.
By
wait.
Well,
hey, everybody. Come get your Robitussin.
NyQuil is who we're sponsored
there's
by.
A reason
make sure
people
it's
who
the
do
DX.
Robitussin are
yes.
called Robotards.
Story,
there's a reason they call themselves that.
Who?
The people who do Robitussin call themselves Robotards.
Yeah, I know. We had this discussion
yeah,
the
yeah,
other day,
they're,
sir.
Oh, wait. What? That's a thing now?
Yeah, that's a thing. Like, it's a thing.
Oh,
people
I just
drink
always,
like,
I just always called it Robo-trippin'.
Trippin'.
That's
yeah.
what they used to be called, but now it's Robotards.
Oh, that was,
yeah.
so, we were well, the o- so we were the OGs.
OGs.
Yeah, the
OGs.
I mean,
but that's also
and
how
when
Lil
I
Wayne
say
gave
we,
himself
yes,
epilepsy,
I mean me
so.
As well.
With some... Do you ever, did you ever do sip on scissor?
Yeah.
Scissor.
You
oh,
did
yeah.
actually do it?
Oh,
with,
what is scissor?
It's where you
scissor
pour like Robitussin in with like
oh.
a, it has to be a styrofoam cup and you have to have like a Jolly Rancher and 7-Up or something.
Oh, no.
No,
like,
never
you have to have,
that fun.
You have to do, I have not done that, but you have to actually do that cocktail to consider it.
Oh.
Like lean
really?
In or like.
A lozenge plus a.
What?
Basically, but it, and
oh,
it has to be styrofoam. I'm like pretty
lean,
sure.
Yo.
Like if you look that up, like yeah, if you want to get that lean,
yes.
way,
yeah,
I thought lean. Sipping on some scissorp was me just drinking Robitussin. Apparently,
no, dude,
I was.
You know that
no,
that Drake song that you like that with that's like two
well, with
two chains in there. There's like a DJ or something. I'm on one. That's what it is.
No, I don't
well,
know
I got
that
to
one.
Come, I'm drunk.
the last
that was
Lil
my
Wayne,
Drake impression.
The last Lil Wayne song I think I ever heard was the one with him and like I think it's Busta Rhymes in it and
oh I don't know but Drake.
It's
Drake terrible. Does he have one? Okay, every like a bunch of rappers all have their thing. Like Kanye always goes ha. Lil Wayne does. DMX is like.
And Eminem just bitches about his mom.
Yep. No, there's a couple others. I can't. Oh, Rick Ross goes.
Hey,
David Leon could do that shit sober if he's like.
So, since we're on this.
So fucking funny.
Since we're on this, we got a rap group. What's our vocal air thing that we shoot out our mouth?
Something nasally.
Our
mouth. Hey, dog, hey.
See, my
super dumb.
My thing is, I go, shmee.
Shmee.
You know we dropping it, shmee.
Like, why do these guys have these stupid sounds?
Are you in SpongeBob?
Hey, we're sipping on that lean. Shmee.
See, I can see that actually being something.
See,
with the way this shit, I don't want to call rap shit because I do respect it as being a legitimate art form.
Right.
Sure,
but the way some of it is, some of the things surrounding it are now, that could definitely be, Like, I mean, there's some rap where I'm just like, come on,
I know.
You went a little too far.
Some of it is the country thing that we talk about.
Okay, back to Fetty Wap.
We talk about country and we say some of it sucks, but when it's good, it's good.
Well, when it's good, it's Johnny Cash.
Yeah, but, no, there's like a lot of good stuff. Same with hip hop and rap. You know?
Yeah, no, it's all about personal taste. So
that's true. We talked about this before too, where people have different tastes in music, and it's like. Technically, you should never make fun of someone's taste in music because, like, music can be so emotional and so powerful that it can, you know, it can literally save people's lives. So it's like,
I mean,
to some people they
true.
Like Florida Georgia Line, you know, and to them they're like, man, I love the slamming beat that's just like, man, this is how we do it around here.
No, I understand what you're saying.
It's only because
like,
of Nelly.
That's true.
It's the only
country grandma.
Bill, relax.
But so it's like, you know,
but no,
technically
like,
you should respect
that's
it.
That's why
but,
it's like, in the end. I know we all think something is stupid, but music-wise. But it's like, yes, if some people get something out of that, that's something, right?
Oh,
right.
No,
it's
definitely.
It's not us to judge other people for what they like in music. If they like, I like some things that I generally wouldn't like, but I get something from it.
Well, you know, I certainly don't judge people for the music that they enjoy. I mean, I'll judge the music itself.
Right.
And, you know, I certainly do ask people why they like something.
Well, that's an important
and, I mean,
part
that's,
of it.
I mean, because, you know, it intrigues me to know. But as somebody who, you know, I mean, I've studied music before. I play music currently. I've, you know, been involved with music for a long time. I understand it, you know, at its core levels. You know, when I listen to music that is musically simple... I mean, it's really one of those things where then I have to ask people why they enjoy it because I am a fan of such eclectic music myself.
Right.
I mean, I enjoy so many different styles, and I've listened to literally everything that, I mean, maybe not everything, but I mean, I've listened to, you go from actual, you know, like music of native peoples from around the world, regional music, the, you know, the traditional music, all the way up to, you know, black and death metal grinding, right. Death metal brutal stuff. I mean, to your trap rap, your kind of R&B rap, you know, the street rap, there's tons of different stuff, all the way to the, like, the electronic music. And the thing is that I've always found that rap is one of the most prolific copy and paste kind of genres. But it's because it revolves around a culture like that. I mean, that's the culture of the music, is trying to emulate somebody else, but maybe only changing it just slightly for yourself.
Well, I would argue that that's American culture as a whole, actually. And I will.
Well, it's certainly gotten into the
culture.
Well,
I mean, American culture is essentially narcissist at its core. But I will make one final point. I choose to not judge other people's music because I enjoy listening to Kurt Cobain mumble into a microphone. So,
right.
I mean, like, it I enjoy that, and for me it means a lot. But it's also, I'm going...
another point I'd like to make, though, too, is, like, you know, being someone that's played many genres of music and played live, it's like, playing a live show, it's like...
Derek and I
if you play
hands.
Like something really metal or like you play, you know,
good podcast, man.
Whatever, you play something with like weird rhythms that people don't really dance to. Sometimes it's like you know, say you meet some girl on Tinder, you're like, well, my friend's playing a show, and you go, and it's like, sometimes, you know, you're bringing this lady there. It could be a guy, it could be a girl, it doesn't really matter. Some women like metal, some women hate metal. Some women like rap, some don't like rap. But like an old indie rock band that we kind of used to have, Brett, when he first met his current wife, wasn't it like you guys brought her to our show? And was she kind of like leery? She's like, oh God, it's going to be like a show. But then she, you know, we were just kind of like, kind of standard, kind of basic music. But she, you know,
which
you
band actually, was like, that?
That was Dressed Down. But you could like sit there, you know.
Oh, I got to play with you.
There
once.
Could be like a beat, yeah. And you could like just kind of dance or swing with this girl. And it's kind of like, man, you have to figure at the same time. I brought Jen to like a show where it's like brutal metal, and she might not be like, this is not as fun of a night as maybe like just bobbing along, doing three chords, yeah. You know? So,
yeah, I mean,
there's time and place for everything, you know?
Well, yeah, and it's all about personal taste.
Right.
And to develop the personal eclecticism that is inherent in modern American society, and in fact is actually part of modernism as a whole, is very culturally appropriate, I guess. I didn't really know where I was going with that.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, like me, I'm like Evan. I will listen to so much different music. I listen to Lil Dicky. I listen to fucking Buddhist monks chanting the same thing over and over again. Like that. That is.
Oh.
Well, isn't it important at least to try? Basically. You know what I'm saying? Like to try and listen to other things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have to open yourself up.
You're
gonna
know instantly if you don't like something, and that's just your own subjective perception.
Well, yeah. I mean, music is a Snapchat. It's a
sponsor. New sponsor.
It's a Snapchat. Snapshot.
Snap it to a Snapchat.
It's a snapshot of a particular emotion, a particular moment. That's what every song is, because music does things to your brainwaves. Like it's also peculiarly I can't say that word very well.
Peculiarly
human thing. You can tell I'm taking a humanities class right now. It's a survey of the humanities. I'm on part one. Well, I took part two last semester, doing it backwards.
Might as well.
Yeah, well, I don't even know where we are now. I'm too pulled out of it.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm even
that's
talking
okay.
about.
It's
anymore.
A human thing, and it's a need, and
just,
we all like
flexing.
It. We should
no problem, bro. Just
experiment
flexing.
With other things.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, well, not even necessarily. Be open to those other experiences.
Because
to go through life believing your experience is the experience is self-absorbed to a certain extent.
That's well said.
Honestly, super weird. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, but there's definitely people out there who do that.
Oh, no.
Like that's the way they live their life.
A very good handful of people live their lives that way.
Well, we got to wrap this bullshit up.
Yeah, for the record, I've had two energy drinks today.
That's okay.
One right after the other, which is why I'm talking so fast.
Brett, do you have anything you'd like to add in this?
I just want to say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. I just want to say that word. That.
Have any of you ever thought about the word that, though?
Yeah, no. Let's think about this for
that'll
like,
be a topic for another podcast.
It starts with a T. It ends with a T.
We can't keep this going.
Hat.
Hat.
Cat.
Yeah, why can we not just keep
the first
this going?
T, it becomes hat.
That sounds like a pickup line. You put
the
T in my
hat.
Put the T
in
my
hat.
This sounds
like
really descending. Yeah. All right.
Why we were talking about that anyway?
If you take out the H, it's tat.
No. Oh.
Oh my God! It's a really heavy word.
If you take out the H, it's just.
Anyway, next time on Grandma's Basement, we'll probably talk about something. Probably not talk about some stuff. It's up to you whether or not you like us, as we've determined. So, but you should like us, I think, is what we've actually decided. Because you should enter everything with an open mind and just be like, this podcast rules.
How about you apply what CJ just said to our podcast?
Wait, what?
That were the best and the only thing you should listen to?
No,
I think that's what I took away from
that.
Listen to
give
listen
it a shot.
So many podcasts. Give this a shot because it's amazing and you get to listen to me rant about things.
Yeah, that's a song.
We haven't even started.
Season 2!
Season 2!
Baby!
Season 2!
Season 2!
Season 2!
Season 2!
Basement 2!